Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
It's important for all of us to understand the history of our efforts to protect life. Over the course of this special series, Abortion in America, we'll talk about the major milestones of our efforts and touch on the history of the pro-life movement in America. In 1980, the U.S. Supreme Court heard the case in Harris v. McRae, which challenged the constitutionality of the Hyde Amendment, which we discussed yesterday. It was introduced in 1976 to prohibit federal funding of abortion. National Right to Life filed a brief in the case. The court ultimately upheld the Hyde Amendment, insisting that while women had the right to abortion, the state was not required to fund it. In November, pro-lifers elected friends to the White House, President Ronald Reagan and Vice President George H.W. Bush. Additionally, a remarkable 11 pro-life Senate candidates defeated pro-abortion incumbents. It is very much worth noting that 1980 marked the first time that the National Right to Life Political Action Committee became involved in the elections. The U.S. Supreme Court in 1981 approved a Utah parental notification law. The law required an abortionist to notify the parents of a minor girl who was living at home as her parents' dependent when an abortion was scheduled. In July, a U.S. Senate subcommittee approved a bill sponsored by Senator Jesse Helms of North Carolina designed to challenge Roe v. Wade. In December of that same year, a U.S. Senate subcommittee approved a pro-life amendment to the Constitution proposed by Senator Orrin Hatch, a Republican from Utah. The Hatch Amendment declared that the Constitution secures no right to abortion. The following year, the Senate Judiciary Committee approved the Hatch Amendment, which would have given the states and Congress joint authority to regulate abortion. During hearings before Congress, former National Right to Life President Dr. Mildred Jefferson tells members, "Roe v. Wade has given my profession a license to kill." In April 1982, the French pharmaceutical company Roussel Ucloff announced a test conducted using the abortifacient RU486 to abort 11 women. And that fall, the Helms bill to challenge Roe v. Wade was blocked by a pro-abortion filibuster in the U.S. Senate. The Supreme Court once again weighed in on the abortion debate in its 1983 Akron v. Akron Center for Reproductive Health, striking state requirements that abortions performed after the first trimester be done in a hospital. It also struck down women's right to know laws and waiting periods after abortion information is provided to the woman seeking abortion. However, the court ruled that states may insist that only licensed physicians perform abortions. President Reagan announced his Mexico City policy in 1984, which denied funds to foreign organizations that perform or actively promote abortion as a method of family planning in other nations. In November, President Reagan would win in a landslide re-election over former Vice President Walter Mondale. National Right to Life continued to expand throughout the 1980s. In 1985, Pro-Life Perspective debuted on radio stations across the country, and National Teens for Life, an organization of concerned pro-life teenagers, was founded. Congress enacted the Kemp-Kasten Amendment, denying U.S. population assistance funds to any organization or program which, as determined by the president, supports or participates in the management of a program of coercive abortion or involuntary sterilization. In June 1986, in Thornburg v. American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down state laws mandating that an abortionist use the method most likely to allow the child to be born alive in post-viability abortions. It also struck down women's right-to-know laws, waiting periods before an abortion. In September, President Reagan nominates and the Senate confirms Justice William Rehnquist as Chief Justice. Antonin Scalia is nominated and confirmed as an Associate Justice. Join us again tomorrow for Part 4 of Abortion in America. And don't forget, you can listen to the entire series at ProLifePerspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.